Well, she was just 17. You know what I mean.
From the ashes of the Quarrymen, a new group emerged. John, Paul, George, and Stu Sutcliffe and various drummers began playing around Liverpool as the Rainbows, Johnny and the Moondogs, and the Silver Beatles. John and Paul also played two gigs billed as the Nurk Twins. Eventually, they settled on the Beatles.
John thought of it, first of all, just as a name, just for a group, you know. We just didn't have any name. Well, yeah, we did have a name, but we had about 10 of them a week, you know. We didn't like this idea, so we had to settle on one particular name. And John came up with the name Beatles one night. And he sort of explained how it was spelt with an EA, and we said, oh, yes, it's a joke.
Last night I said these words to my girl. I know you never even tried, girl. Come on, 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 come on. Please, 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 won't you? Last I please you.
Please Me was the band's first official American release in early 1963. At that time, the song was a flop. It didn't become a hit until it was re-released in 1964. On the original release, the first copies were mistakenly credited to the B-E-A-T-T-L-E-S. That's the Beatles spelled with two T's. It also had a different flip side. This song right here called Ask Me Why.
I love you, woo-woo-woo-woo, 'cause you tell me things I want. It's true that it really only goes to show that I know that I should never, never, never be blue. Now you're my, my happiness makes me cry. And in time, you'll understand the reason why. If I cry, it's not because I'm sad, but you're the only love that I've ever had. I can't believe it's happened to me. I can't conceive of any more misery. Ask me why.
I'll say I love you, and I'm always thinking of you.
Happened to me, I can't conceive of any more
misery. Ask me why.
I'll say I love you, and I'm always thinking of you.
During the band's formative years, they traveled around England performing wherever they could get work. As the band got better, they began to attract a loyal following, drawing crowds at every performance. Thinking back, George says he never imagined the band would become so popular.
We never expected anything, really. And so, it's just magic. It just happened.
A taste of honey,
tasting much sweeter than wine.
Do-do-do-do.
Taste of honey,
a taste of honey,
tasting much sweeter than wine.
While we'll return, yes, I will return. I'll come back for the honey and you.
Sweeter than wine.
Oh, I will return. Yes, I will return. I'll come back.
He'll come back
for the honey.
Before the Beatles met Brian Epstein, they were just one of the several groups trying to make it. With Brian's guidance, they soon became polished performers. In a rare interview, Brian remembers seeing the group for the very first time.
The Beatles were then just four lads on that rather dimly lit stage, somewhat ill-clad, and the presentation was, well, left a little to be desired as far as I was concerned, because I've been interested in the theatre and acting a long time. But amongst all that, something tremendous came over, and I was immediately struck by their music, their beat, and their sense of humor, actually, on stage.
There is a place where I can go when I feel low, when I feel blue.
There's a Place, the B-side to Twist and Shout. Up next, the first Beatle gets married, and Ringo doesn't play drums during their initial recording session. Coming up on the Beatles' Long and Winding Road.
Darling, please, we're 10 minutes late.
Just a minute, gotta get my jewelry on.
Antacid earrings? Ruth, this calcium thing is getting out of hand.
But aren't they darling? Well, they're Rolaids just loaded with relief and calcium.
I don't know, Ruth.
What, you think they're too much?
No, I thought Tums had more calcium.
No, silly, fruit-flavored Rolaids has more calcium than regular Tums.
Oh.
More of the stuff I need to stop heartburn fast. Hmm. And they make gorgeous bracelets.
Ruth.
Calcium-rich Rolaids spells calcium rich relief. Use only as directed.
Being a grandparent is nature's way of letting you get even with your kids. Hi, Tom Baudette from Motel 6 with the facts. Well, as you've probably figured out by now, one of the great things about visiting your grandchildren is you get to sit back and watch your kids deal with all the same things you had to put up with all those years. And there's a nice symmetry to that. Of course, the other neat thing about grandparenting is that it's perfectly okay for you to drop by, spoil the kids for a while, and then bail out at your convenience. Hey, you did your part. You served your time a long time ago. So why not go easy on yourself and head over to Motel 6 to spend the night? You'll get a clean, comfortable room and a good night's sleep for the lowest prices of any national chain. And since local calls are free, why, you can get on the horn and call the little ones right around bedtime. Get them all riled up without even having to be there. Well, I'm Tom Baudette from Motel 6, and we'll leave the light on for you.